Raw Food Nutrition has radically transformed my life, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, in the whole field of consciousness. And this is the message. I mean, this, see, George, your show is an awesome show because you allow information out, the truth that, that literally was not allowed to be let out on television or in other venues. What we're talking about here is food can be a weapon of consciousness, a weapon of transformation. And I use that word specifically because what's being used on the other side is weapons of unconsciousness. And we're trying to create more awareness so that people have more joy in their life. Because just as things are going to hell in a handbasket, guess what? It's better than ever now, too. We got both happening simultaneously. And which train are you going to get on?
Well, so true. What is your pure definition of a raw food diet?
Well, I eat a vegetarian diet just because I'm a kind of scared of the meat. And plus, it's ethically, I'm not really into meat. But the definition is a diet of food that's not heated beyond 120 degrees Fahrenheit. And that's the temperature where lettuce starts to become mush and things start to go haywire. Obviously, some foods like seeds, you know, you could take pumpkin seeds or sunflower seeds, and they can be heated to 150 degrees and still survive. But in general, the idea is you don't boil or broil or bake or microwave or process foods to the nth degree. You just go back to the original food.
Oh, so let's say you get a plate of asparagus, David. I mean, is it just plain raw asparagus or is it steamed a little bit?
I eat it straight. I love asparagus like that. But, you know, that's you. It's an acquired thing. If people are going to eat vegetables, you know, God, please eat the vegetable no matter how you can get it into your body. But what we're really talking about here is an extreme reaction to the extreme processing of the fast food industry and the unconsciousness of our commercial and conventional food distribution networks.
All right, in terms of nutrition, I mean, are you getting the kind of protein you need and the whole balance of the carbs and things like that?
Well, I do because I'm well-versed in the field of nutrition, and it's part of the education program. Interestingly, there's a lot of vegetarian propaganda that says you don't need protein, and the truth is you do, but what kind? It turns out that plant-based proteins, things like exotic foods like spirulina, which is the highest protein food in the world, and this is the primary protein food that fed Mexico City for thousands of years, foods like bee pollen, foods like blue-green algae, foods like hemp seed. My God, what a political food that is.
Oh, but tell me about it.
Right? This is complete protein that's absorbable. Max Planck Institute did a study, found out that 50% of the protein in fish or meat is destroyed by heating.
Is there a concerted effort by the big corporations to try to minimize some of the things we're talking about tonight?
I would say yes, absolutely. What's going on specifically is this, George, and this is just my best guess, judging by what I've seen out there in the world, literally in the forefront of the battleground for consciousness about food, and that is there is an agenda to get people demineralized. And what I mean by that is that food that has 30 or 40 or 50 minerals in it, that's food that's highly nutritious, no matter if it's plant or animal. But food that has 10 minerals in it or 5 minerals in it is going to start wearing on you because it's not rich enough. It doesn't have enough nutrition. This is where the rubber hits the road. Minerals, magnesium, calcium, iodine, selenium, sulfur, phosphorus, the sodium, the stuff we're made out of.
There is today, David, a huge battle brewing with genetically modified foods. I mean, the Europeans primarily are opposed to genetically modified foods. For some time, here in St. Louis, Anheuser-Busch was totally opposed to genetically modified rice, and they have changed their mind a little bit on that stand, but they weren't going to buy any kind of rice from Missouri farmers for their beer if it was grown too close to where a GM rice might have been grown, for example. So it's a major debate there. I've always been concerned, if you could use a phrase from these old science fiction movies, that something is going to go wrong, that we're going to screw up our food source, our natural food source, with some major mistake. Now, am I being paranoid here, or is that a real possibility?
That's a real possibility. There's one of those Frankenstein movies. I think it was the first one. At the very end, Frankenstein's monster is looking up at Dr. Frankenstein as he's drowning, I think, and he says, "Did you ever consider a soul before you created me?" And I think that really is what it's all about. I mean, plants have a soul. They have a consciousness, an awareness. And this is one of the things that's so amazing about raw food. I mean, people are disconnected. They're not connected to Mother Nature's intent. They're not connected to, quote-unquote, God or creator or whatever. And I'll tell you, the main reason is because they don't eat natural food, food that's coming from the earth. When we get into genetically modified food, let me tell you, we got to have a lot more research done before we say yes to any of this stuff. Years of research, and it hasn't been done. And the research that has been done has demonstrated that within 11 days, this is according to Dr. Gabriel Cousins, within 11 days, genetically modified potatoes are shrinking the brain and other organs of rats.
11 days?
11 days. So it's a symptom, George, of the crisis of consciousness that's going on the planet today. But you know what? We're going to come through it. I think we're going to save the planet at the last possible second. That's my feeling.
Well, what happens, David, if some of these GM seeds start blowing all over the place and they start, leaking into the fields of real soybeans, leaking into the fields of real wheat, and really play havoc with that? I mean, maybe they're strong enough where they take over.
Well, that's already happening. And it's happened in Canada, and the big corporations in this field, and I'm not going to name names, but I think we know who they are. They sued a farmer because he had a genetically modified seed that grew on his land accidentally, and they won in Canada, and he had to pay them, and I think he either lost his farm or basically lost his livelihood because of an accidental falling of a seed on his property.
Well, and I think because of the licensing, in the old days, if a farmer grew corn, he would always hold back some of the corn, which would be used for seed for his next year's crop. And once in a while, he'd go to the feed store and in the grain store, he'd buy new seed for the following year. In this particular case, there's a license agreement on the GM foods where they can't store anything for seeds. They need to buy brand new seeds when they're ready for the growing season. And you talk about economic control. That's huge, isn't it?
It's the biggest thing in the world. I mean, all you got to do, if you want to know how human life is affecting this planet, you get in an airplane and you fly over this country, the United States, you will see the whole thing dotted into farms. I mean, agriculture and food is the primary way that we interact with reality, or another way of saying that, with Mother Nature. And so when we start talking about food, that's it. That's where the rubber hits the road. That's where the real battle is being fought. See, it's not really about the polluted air. That's just a symptom. It's not about the polluted water. That's a symptom. What the real culprit is the food. Once we get off the food track and start going to unnatural food, food that's not connected to anything that's even within reason of being close to what Creator had intended or God or Mother Nature or whatever, then we start getting out of balance and ungrounded. Literally that word, right? Ungrounded. What does that mean? We're not getting anything from the ground.